Welcome back to the Perth Arena. Adam Papalia and Mike Ellis with you. Wildcats lead at 47-29. About to get underway in the second half. We're joined by an absolute legend of the Wildcats, Cal Bruton. Great to see you. Thanks for coming over and having a chat.
I saw Mike last night. Our boys playing together, so it just reminded me of, 25 years ago,
Don't be telling how many years, Cal.
Ellis Bruton Ellis.
Oh, man. Well, what do you think of this so far, man? It's just, these games have been so close all the time. But, boy, Wildcats got on a roll in this stadium.
The atmosphere is fantastic. Now, you knew all along that was going to drive it home. But I think what impressed me most was that I was here since 7:30 this morning. And here comes Wagstaff, and he had 8. And he never left the court. And I just saw the rest of the Wildcats stroll out. I had a second thought about whether they were going to exhaust themselves just at the beginning before the game even started. But to me, they were like us back in 1990. Had that game face. I don't want to be denied this opportunity.
It's right here. We're going to take it. They've certainly taken it with both hands so far.
Now, they look good. I think they're doing it with everybody. There's no one standing out. Obviously, Sean knows how to niggle.
Doesn't he, though?
He's under their skin a little bit. And at the same time, he's being aggressive offensively. So, right now, he's going to go to work on this play here.
Well, here's Sean Redditch backing down in the post. Kicks it to Matty Knight, top of the key. And he knocks it down for 2. The margin's out to 20 already. He doesn't miss too many from that foul line. Matty Knight, as far as the jump shot goes. And that's not what Adelaide wanted. Cats getting the first score. Inbound pass for the 36ers. Tease going to the floor. Manages to kick it back out. Petrie to Irvin. Driving it. Ennis gets into the lane. Good defence by Ennis. Put the shot on the way up. Cats have started on fire. Ennis in transition. Across to Beal. Offensive foul. Beal knocked down the 3. But Ennis.
No basket.
There's an offensive foul. It goes against James Ennis. Basket doesn't count.
Oh, and the crowd screaming. They wanted to score. Beal's going. Yeah, that was counted. But no. Certainly got the charge well before the shot left his hand. And a good thing by Adam Gibson drawing that charge, because that 3 going down right now, the roof would have come off this place.
And no doubt about that. I think the crowd, I can't believe this.
That's amazing, isn't it? How good is it?
That might be, got to look back to the Perry Lakes days when we played that open game, 1982.
Yep.
In front of all the relatives
and
the friends.
That's it.
And now you got to see a ring, which is just fantastic for the game here in West Australia.
Foul off the play. And there's a bit going on here in the end. I think it's going against James Ennis. Cal, thanks very much for coming over and having a chat to us.
My pleasure.
Great to see you here. Hopefully the Wildcats can bring it home. James Ennis has a seat. Enjoy the game and get back into the champions box.
I love that. I love those seats over there.
Go and sit down and relax, mate. Bring me a drink, all right?
All right.
Cal Bruton, Wildcats legend, a great man.